episode 128 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics. So if by all means, if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Elizabeth, and Lindsay. We're also joined by another Outlander travel agent, Robin, who's been on several past episodes as well. Welcome back, Robin. We're glad you're here.
Yay!
Me too.
Carnival Cruise Lines has recently launched their most innovative ship yet, the Vista, named for its sweeping ocean views. Carnival really upped the ante with this ship. Robin and her family recently returned from a 7-night cruise on the Vista, so we wanted to get her first-hand experience for you guys to be included in. So let's get started. So, Robin, some people may have never sailed on Carnival before, and I think you had sailed, but it was a long time ago. Tell us your initial impressions of the Vista.
Well, it was funny. I haven't been on a Carnival cruise since the 90s. And it was not the same Carnival. We were very impressed. We were not expecting to be that impressed. We sort of went on not knowing what to expect. And we were impressed with the service was much better than we were expecting it to be. The food was good. I mean, everything was really good.
So the Vista is one of Carnival's, like, it is Carnival's newest ship, right? And it's sort of in competition with these newest liners that have come out. You know, Royal Caribbean brings out these huge ships. And so do you feel like it's right in line with all of those newer, you know, the Norwegian Escape and the Royal Caribbean ships that are coming out, the Quantum class and the Oasis class? What do you think?
I have not been on the Quantum or the Oasis class Royal Caribbean. So that I can't compare it to. I have been on one of the Norwegian ones, and we liked this a lot better.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so let's get some specifics for folks who you know do a lot of cruising. What kind of room were you guys in?
We were in a regular balcony room on the 9th deck, and it had, you know, the two twins put together for my husband and I, and the girls had bunk beds.
And how old are your girls?
My girls are 12 and 16.
And how did they do in the bunk beds?
Oh, they did fine. They prefer to be in bunk beds.
Yeah, my kids are like that too. They don't like the fold-out couches. They don't want to sleep together. And I have a boy and a girl, so that even exacerbates that a little bit further. But yeah.
And they
and
fit
my
okay
kids aren't that tall. So
okay.
My kids aren't that tall. I mean, they're like 5'1 and 5'2. So, I mean, they were very comfortable. Alex said it was a little bit cumbersome to get up on that second bunk, to get up and down a lot. Mm-hmm. So once she was up there, she didn't want to come down.
That's funny that your oldest slept on the top bunk. I would have thought it was the other way around.
She had a loft bed for many years.
Okay.
So and Danny had no interest in sleeping on the top, so it worked out perfectly.
My oldest used to basically demand to be on the top, and now she's the only one who prefers it. Marcus doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, we didn't have that set up whenever we went. But.
So then how did you feel the room size, the cabin size was? Was it, you know, you had an elbow room, or?
I've gone on Disney for the last few cruises other than the one Norwegian, and it was definitely small compared to the Disney ones. Mm-hmm. I did like the fact that our bed was next to the balcony versus closer to the
door,
to the bathroom and the door. It was nice to be able to just wake up and open the curtain and be able to see outside. That I really liked.
How was your balcony?
It was nice.
Is the Carnival's balcony, do they have furniture on it and no furniture on it, or?
There's a little bit of furniture on it. We went out there mostly to take pictures, you know, and to just watch if we were on, if we were at one of the islands.
Okay. If someone's never had a balcony room before, What would you say are some of the advantages to that?
Well, it gives you a little more room when you have four people in a cabin. It can get a little tight sometimes. You know, there's really no place else to sit other than your beds. So to be able to go out there, and also when you have four people, to be able to just be able to leave and go out there and just breathe and just, you know, I sat there out there one or two mornings and I read a little bit. But it was just nice because it was so quiet.
So one of the cool things.
Go ahead, Sandy.
So one of the cool things that that intrigues me about this ship are the Havana cabanas. And I like them because they have a special pool area. Did you get to see? I know you weren't staying in those, but did you get to see them?
The only part of the Havana I was able to see was the bar.
Well, I'm in favor of that.
I do have clients who are sailing on it next year that I booked. And they're staying in one of the Havana balconies.
Right.
It's just the two of them, and they wanted to do something special. And they're so excited about that pool.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and nobody under 12 is in the Havana area. So you're not going to have a lot of little kids around.
Because they get the pool till like 5 o'clock or something, right? And then other people could go to it if they want. So, but one of the cool things to kind of paint the picture for our listeners is it's like a balcony, but it's more like a patio, and the promenade deck goes around, so people could walk by your patio area, but it is like a kind of exclusive section, and no young kids are going to be there, but you have a hammock on your little patio thing, which is really cool. Yeah. So,
Well, this ship has a lot of different cabin configurations than what we're used to seeing on a typical cruise ship. And we should say Robin was there on vacation, not on a work trip. So she didn't get to
why didn't you go
knocking on people's doors? Yeah, exactly. So, she didn't have quite the open access that we would normally have to other people's cabins. But, when you were up there, were you up there at night? So you didn't get a time to sort of see the exclusivity of it, or were you there during the day?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Correct. We were there at night, and plus they have, you know, a door that you're not supposed to go past if you're not staying in those rooms.
Oh. Okay.
So, I mean, it's open, but it says Havana passengers only. And every time I walked over there to try to go through to see, there was somebody, one of the staff there.
Interesting. Oh. Okay.
So it truly is a private.
Nice.
Yeah.
So then pricing wise, I mean, that mimics, say, concierge level on Disney Cruise Line, or it mimics the Haven on Norwegian, which are very premium priced areas. Is Carnival, is this area similar to that, or?
Price wise, it was probably about, now again, it's a different date that they're going, but it was probably about double what we paid.
Okay.
Now, if it was for two people.
Mm-hmm.
For two people.
Okay, so if you had two people, it would have been double your cabin.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is actually kind of comparable to some of the more, oftentimes it's close to double for, that higher.
But you know that not crowded pool.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not worth it.
Yeah.
See episode on upgrading.
I believe they have a lounge also.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they also have the Family Harbor suites, too, that have different configurations for families. Sorry, Lizzie, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was going to ask about that, but that's fair.
I got to peek into one of those, but they were making it up, so I couldn't take any pictures because it was not in shape to take pictures.
Oh, it's so hard when you don't have, like, the guided escort.
Yeah.
Look in this room.
You suddenly turn into a creeper.
But they let me look at it. You know, I said, I won't take any pictures. And she's like, you can look at it. And I just looked around. It's very, you know, it looks just like the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It does have more room than the regular rooms, which is nice.
And
somebody
sleep up to six, right?
Yeah. I have a family of five, booked in one for October.
Yeah, that's nice, because being in a family of five, I know that it can be hard to find that, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes you have to get two cabins or,
So the Family Harbor area has its own lounge?
Mm-hmm.
That one, I'm not sure. I believe it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to upgrade, but I guess I tried too late.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, there was nothing to upgrade to.
Well, and that is a good, that's actually a very good thing to say, because we've talked about that. We just talked about that on a previous episode with upgrades and how mm-hmm. people think that they'll wait and get some deal when they get to the port on upgrading. And if you can even get the upgrade, sometimes yeah. it's not really a deal. So that's actually, thanks for that. Because that reinforces what we said.
I checked about 2-3 weeks before we traveled.
Yeah.
I thought, let me just call and ask. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing available. You know, I figured at first I did not realize that, the Havanas, I thought there were no kids. So I didn't even look for that.
Oh, you mean the family harbor?
No,
the Havana.
The Havana.
Okay.
When I realized it was bulking up, I tried to see if I could get one of those, but it wasn't available. And then I asked for the family harbor ocean view, and they pretty much laughed at me.
Yeah. I think it's a big selling point on this ship, because, and I will tell you, I mean, I sell a lot of Carnival, and that is one of Carnival's weaknesses, is their cabins are very small.
Yeah.
And they only have a certain number that can hold even up to 4. And a lot of times on their ships, they won't have cabins that can sleep 5 at all.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and they have an older fleet, so I mean, it's exciting to see newer
one
ships,
thing
so.
I did want to. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One thing I wanted to correct from earlier, it was actually a 6-night cruise. It's what they're doing now is they're doing 6-day and 8-day cruises. Uh-huh. So the 6-day does Western Caribbean and the 8-day does Eastern Caribbean.
Oh, cool. So, you did 6, so you did Western.
We went to Ocho Rios, Grand Cayman, and Cozumel.
Nice.
So on the Eastern, do you know what their extra port is or what their ports are?
St. Martin, St. Kitts, San Juan, and Grand Turk.
Ooh.
Those are nice.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's the same each time, but that's the one my clients are going on in February.
Nice.
That's a nice itinerary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Robin, you mentioned that the food on board was better than you thought it was going to be. Did you have some favorites, or did your kids have some favorites?
So the food was good. As most of you know, I'm a very picky eater, so I had similar things most nights. But there was a really good dessert with a chocolate cake. But it was like almost when you went into the chocolate cake, it was like a mousse almost on the bottom.
Mm.
And that came with ice cream. Then Danny got a shrimp cocktail most nights, and it had 8 pieces of shrimp. My husband usually takes a picture of the food. And so my dad was looking through the pictures the other day, and they just got off a Holland America cruise. And he was like, wait, we only had 6 shrimp on ours. So it was funny because they paid a lot more money.
So did you guys do any of the paid upscale restaurants that you pay more for?
Yes, we did go to the Italian restaurant, Cucina del Capitano. It was very nice. The food was really good. The service was good. The portion sizes were decent. We were very happy. We would have, if we hadn't done it towards the end of the week, we would have done it again.
Was that the only option, or were there more than
one? No. There's also a steak place mm-hmm. and an Asian place.
Nice.
And are there any other restaurants that are not like upscale that you can eat for at lunch or anything?
Yeah, the burgers yes. that guys really, really as good as everybody says they are.
It was a pretty good burger. It was a pretty good burger. There's also, you can go, there's a pasta bar at Cucina del Capitano during the day that you don't have to pay extra for.
Oh,
so you can get all different kinds of pasta, and they, you know, make it up for you then. There's also the Blue Iguana Cantina. That one I believe you pay extra for. I have to confirm that with my husband.
I don't think so, because that's part of the Fun Shack 2.0.
It was a seafood shack. That,
oh, okay. Yeah.
It was one of them that you had. He had stuff from the Blue Iguana Cantina.
Yeah.
Then they had pizza 24 hours.
Wow.
During the Asian, I think it's called Gigi Asian Kitchen. That's one of the ones you can pay for in the evening, but they also had lunch there that you didn't have to pay extra for.
Well, and I think that's a really good tip to give people, Robin. You know, as you guys know, I'm a newer agent than a lot of you guys, so I'm kind of finding out these things along the way. But to tell clients that oftentimes the some of the restaurants you have to upgrade for dinner are free at lunch. Mm-hmm. And especially for first-time cruisers or for people who are a little hesitant to be able to taste, mm-hmm. you know, what's available at that restaurant during right. lunchtime is a great option for them.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same menu, but I know with the pasta, I mean, they had pasta in the evening also. And all their pasta was, it tasted homemade. Nice. It was good.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that it would be, yeah.
One thing we did there also, we did the Your Time Dining. It's a little awkward because you have to go someplace to sign in, and it's not on the same floor as the restaurant.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's different.
So it's midship. You go, you sign in. If there's a wait, you get a pager. The only night we had to wait, we waited about 30 minutes because we asked for a specific server.
Oh, okay.
So the next night we said, okay, we want so-and-so, but if another table opens up first, we'll take that. And we never waited more than 5 minutes other than that.
So do you guys, do you just get a table for your family or do you sit with other people?
No, we sit just the four of us.
Yeah. I know when I went with my cousin, it was the two of us and we did it by ourselves a couple times and then we're like, oh, put us at a table with like eight people. You know, we want to meet more people.
Yeah, no. Outlander Travel, antisocial since 2012.
We don't want to make sure that's
But if you're going with your kids though, it's kind of nice. You know, it's like, you know, for not only for us who are really busy, but for other families, it's nice. You know, one of the reasons you're going is just to have time with your kids.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's nice to, you know, because oftentimes when you get at a bigger table, it's the adults who begin to talk and the kids are just kind of there eating their meal and feeling mm-hmm. left out. Yeah. So.
And you don't have to feel self-conscious about your kids and the fact that they might end up with macaroni and cheese in their hair. Not that that's happened to me, but it might have happened to my son. So
that happens to me. I'm 55.
And something that the Outlander people will love and probably a lot of your listeners, they have a micro brewery on board.
Yay!
They brew their own beer.
Did they? Yeah, they brew it on board, right? Yeah. Like it's mm-hmm. brewed on the ship? Yeah, that's
awesome. At the Red Frog Pub. And Russ went there and had some beer. He said it was good. They also do, during the day, they have tours of it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and I'm not positive that on the other Carnival ships where they serve the Red Frog brews, if they actually brew them on board the ship. They are microbrewed, but I don't know that they actually do the brewing on the ship.
They didn't brew it on the ship.
Yeah, so that's actually, that's a feature of the Vista.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, let's see, what else did I do?
Well, I want to ask you because I had a friend on the on another Carnival ship.
Ask me.
And they docked next to the Vista, and her husband looked at her and said, why don't we have cool little air bicycles on our ship? So let's talk about the air bicycles.
My God, it was so cool. I was expecting to be up there and going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It was so much fun. There's two at a time, so you can race. So Alex and I did it together. Danny didn't want to do it, so Russ did it on his own. And they, you know, put you in a harness. So it's definitely very safe. And then there's two places on it where you, like, go down. So you don't even have to, like, it was not difficult. It was so cool.
So can you describe?
But you can't take any.
Describe what it is for people who have not seen it. Because we know what it looks like.
Yeah, I just said air bicycle, which probably means nothing to people listening to this.
Okay. It's called Sky Ride. And what you do is you go up to the steps, and it's like this. Explain it. It's a bicycle, but instead of wheels, you're in a blue or a red plastic. Not blue. It's like really heavy, heavy duty plastic
mm-hmm.
thing, and it's on a
like a zip line,
like
zip
a cable, line? Yeah,
something like that.
It's on a track.
But you're on a track. Thank you.
You're in a container, you know, because when you said sky bicycle, I'm thinking a bike hanging from a zip line, and that doesn't sound fun.
So you're in a container, and you're sitting down, and you pedal, and I did beat my 16-year-old.
Oh, nicely done.
I had to. And she was like, you're going to pass me? But it's really cool because you get to see different parts of the ship.
Was she taking selfies?
No, they wouldn't let you bring cameras.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You can have nothing in your pocket. They have lockers for you.
Yeah.
That's the only... Russ had... he had his camera in a chest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he has pictures, but they're pictures of straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you didn't see much of anything else.
So is it truly only two at a time, or are there several? Yes. Okay. So how long did you have to wait?
We did it. We actually stayed on board the day we went to Ocho Rios. We were supposed to go to one of the beach's properties. And the kids were like, oh, we really want to see what's on board without big lines. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just go.
Yeah.
So we stayed on board that day, and that's when we did it. And we probably waited a half hour.
Okay.
But that line was really long other times.
Yeah.
Wow.
So would you compare it to, say, the, what's the aqueduct or anything like that?
In cool factor, yeah. Because you're going sort of, it's like you're sort of off the ship. Yeah.
Now,
so you can't make reservations and it doesn't cost extra, right?
Say that again, Laura.
You can't make reservations.
Uh-huh, correct.
And it doesn't cost extra, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, correct. Do they have a ropes course on the ship?
Yes, right next to it.
Okay, cool.
And Alex and Russ did the ropes course, and they had a lot of fun. They do have a small water park also with some slides. The kids went on that. They said it was fun.
Don't they have a slide that lights up or something? Like a Kaleida slide or something?
They went during the day, so it really...
Okay.
Can you ride the Sky Ride at night? Is that a night feature as well, or is it only during the day?
It's only during the day.
Oh. Cool. Well, and then tell us about the IMAX at Sea, too, because that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But the IMAX at Sea is they have an IMAX theater. It's not that big. They put regular movies and IMAX movies on it. We saw La La Land on it.
Oh.
We did pay extra for that.
Okay.
The only disappointment was this was the first night we were on the ship. And we went to get popcorn, and the girl's like, oh, we're out of popcorn, and we ran out on the last cruise. And I'm thinking,
like, what, she was in Miami?
But then a few days later, we did the dive-in movies. They have movies, the free movies out by the pool, right. And they have popcorn.
Huh.
Hmm. Did you go back to the IMAX to see maybe they restocked it in port, one of the other ports?
It's possible. We didn't, I didn't go back, but Russ and the girls went to see another movie a few days later, but they said there was no popcorn there.
So is the IMAX always extra, or is it just for current movies that it's extra?
It's always extra.
Okay.
And they're only current movies that are playing there. They do have some, they had some older movies, and they didn't, I don't think they charged as much, but I think it was because you were seeing it in that theater that they charged.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, doesn't the theater rumble and stuff, does it have more features?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
The only issue, one of the seats was, you know, we had a rough night that night, so we're watching the movie, and one of the seats was creaking.
Mm.
So it kept going,
crazy.
It was a little annoying. You're watching this movie, and you kept hearing this creaking.
Yeah, because La La Land has a lot of sort of quiet moments as well. Yeah. So,
what were your favorite times on boat?
I really liked when we did the dive-in movie. It was really cool because we all wanted to be there, and we, you know, went there. You can either sit on the deck chairs, or you can sit like overlooking with other deck chairs, but they're more comfortable. Another fun thing, my kids don't really care for kids clubs. They've tried them in a few ships. They don't really go back. So just hanging out with them and doing things around the ship. The day that we went on the Sky Ride, we went and we played foosball together. And it was just a lot of fun, just doing these things that we don't normally do.
So I'd like to know, on that note, and enjoying your family time, I know you probably worked at least a little bit. Did you get an internet package at all?
I did.
How was it?
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was no problem at all. They have three types of packages. The lowest type is just for doing social media. So my oldest, that was perfect for her. Then the middle one was social media, a few websites, and email. And my younger one wanted that one because she's not really on social media much, but she likes her email. Mm-hmm. So she did that. And then I was able to get to everything I wanted to on that middle one.
Did you actually do work? Like, did you do any quotes or anything where you needed to do something? Like, for people who do want to work a little bit on their vacation, mm-hmm. would they be able to do that?
They probably need the higher one.
Okay.
I did mostly just, I did a little bit of work, but not too much. If I was going to be doing more work, I would have went to the other one. But for what I needed, I just wanted to check email and make sure that there was nothing happening. If I had to upgrade for that, for all or part of the time, I was willing to, but I didn't need to.
Good to know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, they also have an app. Sorry.
So can you communicate with each other with it? Is it that sort of thing? Or
yes, you did have to pay extra for the texting between the people in your party.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really nice to have because if the kids wanted to do something by themselves, we would be able to figure out where they are. The only problem is if it's not open, it doesn't tell you there's a message. So you have to have it open in order to get the message pop up.
I actually find that to be true with some of the other apps for other cruise lines as well. So it's not that unusual.
Yeah.
And Robin, where did you guys sail out of?
We sailed out of Miami.
Okay. And is that the only port that Vista sails out of?
The Vista, for right now, yes. I believe it's supposed to be going out of Galveston, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure what dates that is.
It's like the end of next year. Like, I just looked it up.
End of 2018?
Yeah, and then up in a little bit of, like, the beginning of 2019, too. So, you can book it for that far out.
if you were booking this cruise, Robin, what age range or what kind of folks do you think would enjoy this ship the most?
There were a lot of families. It was like the beginning sort of spring break when we went. We went on March 5th. There were a lot more families than I was expecting to see. I don't like to say not to bring, really tiny kids on a ship because everyone can do what they prefer. But if it was me, I would probably take kids 3 and up.
Okay.
Just so that if the parents want to put them in the kids club, they don't have to pay extra for it.
And it doesn't sound like this is a cruise that maybe an older retired couple would want to do if they were just traveling by themselves. Would that be correct, or what do you think?
It depends what they like. There were a few couples like that. There was a couple that sat next to us at dinner one night. They were probably in their late 50s, early 60s. He was retired. They talked to us and they said that this was their second or third Carnival cruise, and they loved it. And
that's great to know. It's great to know.
Yeah, these newer ships offer so much that it seems like it.
And they have, their whole Fun Ship 2.0 features are like that, the Punchline Comedy Club, and George Lopez, I think, is mm-hmm. He's not there, but it's his comedy club. Yeah. Then they have the Hasbro game show, which is great for families. And then the Seuss at Sea stuff. And like you were saying, the guy, I can never say his last name.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah. the guy with the burgers. Yeah. That's really
and
cool.
And the spiky hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think
they have a chef's table too, right? A chef's table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robin doesn't do those, though.
But I'm thinking that would appeal to cooties of all ages.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get to see a show on board? Did you see any of the entertainment?
We saw one show. It was not very good.
Typical cruise line review, was it? Or
yeah, exactly. And I do have to say that the cruise director was amazing. he was, I mean, he was all everywhere. he was everywhere. He was so upbeat. I mean, he would see people and he would talk to them and they would hug him and say, oh my God, I remember seeing you on this ship. And I mean, he was everybody's friend. It was just great.
Is his name Mike or something like that?
His name is Mike.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of write-ups about him and about how he kind of, I mean, that the boat is awesome, but he really ices the cake.
He did. He really did. The show, it had some good people singing, but there were parts of it that were just like, they were doing music from different movies. And some of the people were not cast very well. But there was this one lady that had this amazing voice and they did something from The Bodyguard and she was singing Whitney Houston. And I mean, it was just, wow.
So what do you think your kids would say was their favorite part of the cruise?
I mean, they liked the ports. We all really loved Grand Cayman. None of us had ever been there. So that was nice.
What did you do in Grand Cayman?
In Grand Cayman, we took a tour, and we went to see the Turtle Farm and 7 Mile Beach, and we went to hell and back.
And for those who don't understand, what is hell and back?
Well, hell is a town in Grand Cayman, and there is a place that they bring you, and it's very cheesy, but it was really cute. There's an area with these rock formations that they say look like hell. And this guy took advantage of it, and he has this place where they sell all this stuff from hell, and we sent ourselves a postcard. Alex sent her friend's postcard. So much so that my parents on their cruise ended up going to hell because they had never been there either.
You always got to visit once before you go there for real, huh? And what about your husband? I remember you saying when you came back that this was one of his favorite cruises. What made it so for him?
I think because there was things that we all like to do. We went and we played bingo and we did trivia. And it was relatable. It wasn't things that we had never heard of. We all love Friends. They did a Friends trivia. They just had a lot of things that we liked. We've always been people that I never liked the set times for dining. That's one thing, because if we're, you know, tired one day and we want to go to dinner late, you can't if you have early dining and vice versa. So having that dining time where you can go anytime you wanted, we both really like that.
And a lot of people love that.
Yeah.
He loved the food and being able to, you know, order two appetizers or two desserts or two main courses. He'll try things. So he would try all these different things.
Did you guys do a drink plan at all? I would assume you didn't, knowing you, but just wondering.
We didn't, because I don't drink that much, and he was not going to drink as much, you know.
Enough for both of you?
Exactly. And with the kids, one of them doesn't drink soda. So we did, you know, we had, I think maybe, I had maybe 4 or 5 drinks. He had a few beers. I think he had wine every night at dinner. But still it wasn't enough to make it, wouldn't have made it worth it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any like little insider tips or maybe just one that you would give people who are traveling on Vista?
Definitely try out some of the specialty restaurants. The steak place was like $30 or $35 per person, but the, Cucina del Capitano that we went to, I believe it was only $15 or $20 each, and it was really worth it. It was the best dinner that we had while we were there.
Made you really happy, huh?
Actually made us happy.
That's high praise, because she is very picky.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is high praise.
Almost as good as matzo ball soup in San Diego.
Can't beat that.
Okie dokie. Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode. Really, please tell us how you enjoyed it, what you enjoyed, if you gathered anything from it. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Sandy, Elizabeth, and our special guest Robin, myself, Robin, Laura, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!